With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to 106.7, The Fan. If you missed Kirk Cousins at 11 on Friday, no fear. We will re-rack that for you coming up in about 40 minutes right here on G&D. A lot of people talking about what he had to say about the turf at FedEx Field, as well as the report came out just before the game that the Redskins have not yet seen enough to know exactly what they're going to do with him. Let's continue our breakdown of all the games from the Sunday that was yesterday around the NFL. I want to go to Arrowhead Stadium, where the Bills played the Chiefs. What has gotten into Kansas City? Remember when the Redskins played them and they were the best team in football in everybody's power rankings at that point? They started out 5-0. They are 1-5 since. They fall at home to Buffalo. This was the most Tyrod Taylor performance that's ever happened, by the way. He comes back into the game, and to his credit, the Bills won. He didn't turn the football over. That's what he does. 19 of 29 for a 183. And a score on a day in which his leading receiver was tight end Charles Clay, had a wide out go for 3 for 33 and a massive breakthrough performance on the outside for them from Zay Jones. But after the game, it was funny. His head coach, Sean McDermott, who benched him last week, was asked basically, hey, did Tyrod give you what you needed? You obviously wanted more. Is this what you were looking for? And he said, well, our guys played pretty well. He made a couple plays with his feet. Very clearly, McDermott and his staff are just over Tyrod Taylor.
It was
at this
his
point.
Version of Jay Gruden's that they're playing. They're playing how they're playing.
Right, exactly. They're not going to play Nathan Peterman again because you risk losing the locker room after he threw five picks. But I'm going to assume Tyrod Taylor will be available this offseason. But the Bills did win. LeSean McCoy, 22 carries for 49 yards. Here's what happened. The Chiefs basically stacked 8 in the box and said, beat us. The Bills kind of did. I mean, they scored 16 points all day and couldn't make any plays in the passing game. That was enough. Alex Smith had another interception and one touchdown. He is struggling because this offense is struggling. After the game, Andy Reid was asked about benching Alex Smith for Pat Mahomes.
No, I didn't. No, that's not where I'm at right now. There are a couple other things I've got to take care of.
His voice always annoys me, by the way.
Yeah, it's always so hoarse.
Tyreek Hill, 7 for 41 through the air. Travis Kelce, only 3 catches for 39 yards. They got to fix that.
What? I want to deep dive on this one for a second. What the hell happened to Kansas City's offense?
I don't know.
I understand their offensive line isn't playing as well. Alex Smith, 4 picks in his last 3 games. Remember, he didn't have one.
It might be that simple, honestly.
They are a disaster. People keep going, they're regressing to the mean. The mean isn't incapable of a first down against the defense that has given up 50 points each of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the mean shouldn't be 5 losses in 6 games. That's
they
a better team
a
than that.
They are a disaster on stilts. But let's go to the Patriots, who are not a disaster. They are for everybody else. If you're going to get New England, you better have them on your schedule in September. They are now in officially kicking everybody's butt mode. This was a walk for kicks. The only score that Miami managed in the first half was on a botched snap. That went over Tom Brady's head and ended up being walked in for a touchdown from Miami. This was a surgical, calm, we are better than you. We're on our 15th running back. This is Rex Burkhead time. This is Deion Lewis time, whatever. 112 yards on the ground for him. Gronkowski, a couple touchdowns. Cooks was excellent. New England is awesome. New England is an absolute flipping juggernaut again. We're used to it. I can't wait till Brady retires and Belichick goes away. Then maybe somebody else gets a chance to win.
The 4 o'clock games were entertaining. Start with the Raiders and the Broncos. 21-14 Oakland. Derek Carr threw a couple touchdown passes. He hooked up with Amari Cooper on one, Jalen Richard on the other. Cordell Patterson led the Raiders in receiving yards with 72. Marshawn Lynch, just not averaging any yards per carry, but gets the ball a lot. 26 for 67. Here's your storyline from this game, twofold. Number one, Paxton Lynch didn't look good and then left the game with an injury. He threw for 41 yards, an interception, and got sacked 4 times in his time on the field. Denver just needs a quarterback. They don't have
so badly.
Trevor Siemian came off the bench and wasn't great, but did throw 2 touchdowns, no picks, had a quarterback rating of 107 and an 11 for 21 performance, made a few plays to get him back into the game, hooked up with Cody Latimer and Benny Fowler on 6-point plays. The story of the game, though, was a fight that Aqib Talib got into with Michael Crabtree. Here's how it sounded on CBS.
Pecco with his hands right around his ankles. Oh, we have a fight on the other side. Look at this. After Crabtree, helmets being thrown. Talib grabbed it off. Referee is down, and look at holding on to his ribs.
Well, that started with the block. That was Crabtree on Aqib Talib. Remember, there's some history between these two guys, and I think that's really where the fight started. Crabtree actually blocks him.
We have another one right
look
here.
Look at this.
Oh, and a swing right
well,
there.
This is crazy because now you're going to get ejected from the game. I mean, this is just selfish. When your own self-interest are more important than the team, then you put yourself and your team at risk. And that's terrible. You just can't do it. You got to exercise some self-control.
Aqib Talib ejected for throwing a fist at Crabtree, whose helmet was off. Crabtree had his gold chain that he wears during the game ripped off by Talib. By the way, that gold chain was ripped off last year by Chris Harris Jr., and there's a long history of Crabtree jawing at and hating these cornerbacks, and it carried over to yesterday.
The game of the day, the marquee matchup of the day, 8 straight W's for the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams coming off their first loss in some time on the road at Minnesota. This was a great football game. Couple things from this one. A mature, calm, hey, last week was just a setback. We're just fine and dandy. Thank you very much, Los Angeles Rams.
How about the Rams? They're playoff bound, dude.
That was legitimate.
Sean
that was
McVay.
Factual. No Robert Woods, who of late had been kind of their best guy. Cooper Kupp, buck 16. Sammy Watkins went deep a couple times. Tot, Gurley, about 130 total yards. In this one, he was outstanding. But the player of the game was in a loss. Alvin Kamara is a bad mamma jamma. Over 7 yards a carry for the first time this far into a season since some guy that played the 1930s before they had like face masks in their helmets or like legitimate athletes to be able to tackle somebody and they smoke cigarettes during quarter breaks. This is unbelievable how good this kid is. A third round pick. He is awesome. He is so much fun. 100 yards receiving, 87 yards rushing. The first guy to go 500 and 500 through 11 team games since somebody named Herschel Walker. That's pretty bad. That's awesome. But New Orleans, winning streak broken. Rams, impressive.
Last week we were doing our power rankings, and I left the Jaguars out of my top five. I have a buddy who's a Jags fan who's texting up a storm about why they're outside of the top five. They have a better resume than Pittsburgh, all these things. I can't trust Blake Bortles is basically what my point came down to.
Yeah.
You found out why yesterday. Fourth quarter of a game they got to win against a bad Cardinals team. Cardinals now 5-6 with Blaine Gabbert at the controls. Bortles threw a horrifying interception in plus territory when they were on the verge of a game-winning field goal in the fourth quarter. He ends up going for 160 without a touchdown and an interception. Now, he did rush for a couple touchdowns in the game, 62 yards rushing, and he was their leading rusher by far. T.J. Yeldon, a running back, their leading receiver, 5-42. They really couldn't get anything going to receivers. They also lost a fumble, Chris Ivory, another one from Jaden Mickens. But it was the Cardinals, thanks to Blaine Gabbert, who made a couple fourth-quarter plays to win this game. Wacky 25-point fourth quarter combined for the two teams. Matter of fact, it was 13-3 Arizona at the half, and then this became the best game back and forth late of the day. I don't know who Ricky Seals-Jones is, but the last 2 weeks, all that dude has done is make plays in the red zone for Arizona. He's got a hyphenated name and a lot of touchdowns.
Could not pick him out of a lineup. That's like the seventh receiver on the Cardinals. They have so many guys. They have two different guys named Brown, I think. I'm supposed to be able to tell everybody apart. I don't know who's who, but I do know that guy all of a sudden catches red zone targets, and it's irritating.
Yeah, Seals-Jones is a rookie from Texas A&M. He was like 6'5 and 250. He's 22 years old, and he's actually pretty good. Blaine Gabbert, by the way, threw for 240 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. He's acquitted himself okay, but Jacksonville's another one of these teams,
yeah,
as we talk Kirk Cousins today, that would just do anything to get their hands on the 8-car.
Rightly so. Seattle went to San Francisco and won. At halftime, it was 7-3. Seattle continues to uninspire, if that's even possible. They continue to whelm. They're better than San Francisco. San Francisco's 1-10. We know the math. The only W coming, of course, against the New York football Giants. But it was the second half, 17. They outscored San Francisco 17-10, and cakewalked their way to a 24-13 win. Russell Wilson put up some pretty good numbers again, had a touchdown on the ground, 25 yards rushing, a couple touchdowns in the air. But again, it was very uninspiring. It's hard to explain unless you watched it. You go, oh, they won 24-13. They handled their business. It was just very okay. And Seattle right now is kind of what they are. They're just very okay. A lot of injuries. We know the score there. But They just don't they don't terrify me anymore. Like, the mystique, I think, is kind of dead. They're good. They'll probably make the playoffs, or they got a good shot at it. It'd be them or Atlanta for that last spot. But doesn't blow your skirt up.
Do not bury Brett Hundley just yet. Mike McCarthy getting a reprieve as his quarterback threw for 3 touchdowns in an interceptionless game against the good Steelers defense yesterday. Pittsburgh still on Sunday Night Football pulling out a win. This was a great game.
Wasn't it?
31-28, even going into the fourth quarter. Ben Roethlisberger put up monster totals, 350 and 4. Le'Veon Bell rushed for 95 yards, also caught 12 passes for 88 yards. Antonio Brown, 169 and 2.
He's amazing.
Pittsburgh is now 9-2. They've won 8 in a row. They look like they are headed for a AFC championship game, perhaps, with the New England Patriots. That is your recap of the NFL weekend that was. Let's take a peek at how the Redskins look in the playoff standings. Is there any chance they can make it as a wild card? Next on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.